T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Tournament coming to town, so we're talking a little bit more NCAA tournament than we would otherwise, with some really good games. Trae Young, Duke, Villanova, all on the docket starting Thursday at noon. And now it's time for the 5-Hour Energy Coaches Hotline, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Only 5-Hour Energy real-time brackets lets you beat an upset by making the call to stick or switch a pick during live tournament games. Make the right call to hang on to the most points and keep your bracket alive to the finals. Sign up today at 5hourenergybrackets.com. Our guest has called a lot of Pitt games over the years. He coached against them in the Big East. He's also doing games now for the Big Ten Network, so he's seen Penn State and the Big Ten teams a lot. I'm talking about Bob Wenzel. Bob, let's start with Duke. Can they go from Pittsburgh to the Final Four?
They have a great chance, and I like the teams that you have there at Pittsburgh. I'm glad Pittsburgh is a venue, and I hope they stay in that rotation. Duke had its problems earlier with youth, with lack of defense. Offensively, they're very, very good, and they're extremely talented, as we all know. So they may have the most talent of anybody, but their defensive deficiencies could rear their head along the way somewhere, but I don't think that that's going to be in Pittsburgh. So you'll see them at their best. Iona is a team that likes to race up and down the floor, so that should be a wide-open game in the first game. And then the second game, with Rhode Island and Oklahoma winner going against Duke, I think Duke will have the ability to overwhelm those guys, although there's some, wow guys, obviously, Trae Young from Oklahoma leads the nation in scoring and assists, and Rhode Island is a very tough team. So, but I think in the overall picture, you asked that question. I'm sorry I went off on a tangent.
No, that's
here,
okay.
Duke has all the weapons to go deep. There's no question about that. But there's like 9 or 10 teams equally capable of going.
Bob, we were talking earlier about how we think every city would want to have Duke as one of its teams. And, people either love them or hate them. Why are they so polarizing in your mind? Is it because they've been so successful that breeds jealousy? Why are they so polarizing?
I think so. I coached there for 6 years, and it was before Coach K. Bill Foster, of course, was our head coach, and we had Jaminski and Banks and Spinarkle in that group. I think it's, they've had guys over the years. I think it's kind of the Yankees thing, where they get the best players, and sometimes they got the clean-cut thing going, although Grayson Allen has changed that quite a bit the last couple of years. So, people like to root against them or root for them. So they're a great team to have in your city. And of course, Kentucky would be great because they bring so many people. Wherever they go, it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah, so, Calipari's from here too, Bob.
Yes, of course, John is. And I'm not sure why they are. I think it's just jealousy, and I think you hit it right on the head, Ron.
Are you a Grayson Allen fan?
No, I'm not, actually. He has done some things that I don't like and I think are dirty plays. And it's one thing to have that happen once, but to have it happen 4 or 5 times is not – it shows who he is. And it's not a good thing in my estimation. I live in Florida, and actually I live in the city where he grew up and was a high school star. But he's a very talented guy. There's no doubt about that. But you start tripping opponents, and in the last game, he put his butt out there at midcourt and knocked somebody down from Carolina. So he's shown some not good stuff over his course of his career.
Bob, let me ask you about Oklahoma. Did you think they deserved to make the field?
No, I didn't. I think that, it'll be good for ratings because the wow factor comes into play with Trae Young. But a team in a strong conference that loses 8 out of their last 10, I just you know, it's just one of those things where you look at some other teams around and they've had the greatest season in the history of the school, or they've won 25 games, and they, you know, I mean, those teams to me deserve to be in it. You know, they've proven that they're not, you know, a great team in their own league. Now that doesn't mean they won't win games in advance in this tournament. They could, you know, the metrics and all these quadrant things, they make it sound as if it's this scientific thing, and it's not. I mean, who's to say who's the top 30 teams? Who's to say that this team that's 50th is better than this team that's 53rd or whatever? You know, I mean, it's pretty arbitrary stuff cloaked in scientific numbers. And at some point, there's subjective things going on. And if you didn't have subjectivity and people who knew basketball, you could just have clerks analyzing this data. you wouldn't need a committee. There's some issues that I have with what's going on with it right now.
Bob Wenzel, former Rutgers coach, former Big East coach, and college basketball analyst, our guest.
Bob, it's easy to pick a one or a two seed or even a three seed to win it all. Give us a long shot that you like in this tournament, maybe not one of the top three seeds.
Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a four seed. They play in the West Coast Conference. They were great last year. I think they're better this year, actually. They have experience. They have depth. They run over everybody in the West Coast Conference. I think that they're a very, very good team. They could go deep.
Bob, I want to ask you about West Virginia, five seed in the East region. They open up with Murray State. Do you like them to win that game?
Yes. I think that a team that's extreme like West Virginia is, or Princeton was back in the day, right, when Pete Carrill was the coach, at opposite ends of the spectrum, obviously. But Princeton hold the ball, keep the game low, you know, play zone defense, you know, that, you know, upset the big name, Georgetown at the time. West Virginia is the opposite end of the spectrum, full court pressure, 40 minutes, you know, trap all over the place. I mean, it's extremely hard to prepare for. I think teams like that can lose games in their league because the league teams are used to it. They prepare for it. You know, they've been through it for a couple of years. But in a setting in the NCAA tournament where you're playing teams outside your league that haven't really seen you much or don't have experience with an extreme style, I think that is very much in favor of Bob Huggins.
Bob, the season started amidst scandal a little bit, not a little bit, a lot, with the whole Rick Pitino firing in Louisville, and then it kind of ended that way with Sean Miller, who's a Pittsburgh kid at Arizona, the allegations against him. Do you think all this FBI stuff and the allegations about corruption in college basketball will damper at all this tournament?
I don't think so, unless some news comes out, which could certainly happen. You know, the Sean Miller thing, early on, it was the assistant coach. Then there was him at the end, which he denies. And so you hate to have somebody accused or alleged to have done something and they didn't do it, and everybody goes scampering all over the place. I think they're a team. The two teams that I think are at the beginning of the year, Arizona was rated number two in the nation. Michigan State was rated number two or three in the nation for a large part. Arizona dropped off the map when they had the FBI thing going on and several players injured. Now Arizona's back to where they were. I mean, they are fabulous, talented team, and he's a great, great coach. So to me, they have a great shot at it. And then Michigan State's the other one. Now, unfortunately for Michigan State, they're in Duke's side of things, and Duke seems to have their number over the last 3 or 4 years. They even beat them this year once, early in the year. But Michigan State, I think, is extremely talented. They lead the nation in block shots. They lead the nation in assists. They play fast. They've got a 6'11" freshman, Jackson, who's great. Miles Bridges is great. I mean, they have a lot of talent on that team and a lot of toughness as well. So those are two teams. I know they're not like five seeds like Ron was talking about, but in terms of national championship caliber coaching and talent, those two teams have a lot.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Kentucky and Arizona as a second round matchup. I think both of those teams got very badly underseeded. I don't know if you feel that way, Bob, but Kentucky to me is way better than a five. I look at some of the four seeds, even the three. Would I rather play Texas Tech or Kentucky? No brainer. Kentucky's better. Arizona with the way they closed the season. I mean, you're going to knock off a team in the second round who I think could go to the Final Four and maybe win the national championship.
Yeah, well, Kentucky is an extremely immature team, and they have grown, obviously. They're playing the best they're playing right now. I would separate Kentucky and Arizona. I think Arizona's way above Kentucky. But Kentucky now is in a position where they're denying the first pass away. They're diving on the floor. They're doing all the things that winning teams do, and they're a talented group. But the seed is what they did the entire year. Mm-hmm. And there were times, I'm sure you know, and probably thought, there were times they looked like a very, very average or below average Power 5 team. I mean, losing games and throwing the ball all over the place and looking like they don't care about defense. And I mean, they looked not so good. But Calipari's got them back where they should be in terms of their talent. So I think that's why they have the seed that they have. I think it's justified. But because of how they're playing now, I think you're right. I mean, their talent level is better than that.
Bob, Virginia, some people think is the favorite to win. I've seen other people say they're the second favorite. Yet Tony Bennett, despite that great job down there, has not been able to take it over to the tournament. Do you like Virginia's chances?
You know what? I was skeptical of Virginia in the middle of the season, but to me, they've proven themselves. I saw the Duke game. I saw the Carolina game in the ACC tournament, you know, on television. And they don't let you score. And he's a brilliant defensive strategist. They have talent. The way they play makes it seem like they have less talent than they really have. They have talent. They have quickness. They have strength. They know their roles. They get a good quality shot all the time. And they don't turn the ball over. I think they're less than 10 turnovers a game, which is fantastic. So I've become a believer in Virginia. I think there's a theory out there that because they play games in the 60s, it's easier to upset a team that plays in the 60s than the team in the 90s because the games are closer. I don't subscribe to that theory because I think they can just lock people down, and they've proven it during the course of the year.
Bob, give me a double-digit seed you like to get to the second week of the tournament.
Loyola Chicago, the Missouri Valley Conference champions. They've won 26 or 28 games. They ran away with the Valley this year. Now, Wichita State, of course, is now in the American Athletic Conference. But they, in the past, have been a four-guard lineup, but now they have two centers, one guy 6'9", 260, who's a freshman but very good, understands the geography of the lane and angles and rebounding. And then they come in with a 6'5 guy who really screws up the other team when you go have a substitution like that. They got four guys who shoot north of 40% from three-point range. I've done three or four of their games this year for CBS, and they are a very, very good team. They're also playing Miami, who is without their best player.
Yeah, Brown's out. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I know New Mexico State's a good one too, but my preference personally would be Loyola Chicago.
Bob Wenzel, CBS analyst, former Rutgers coach. Bob, what do you make of what happened here at Pitt with Kevin Stallings, letting him go after only two seasons?
Well, I think with all the great success they had with Ben and afterward with Jamie, they make the move to the ACC. And I, you know, you guys follow it more closely, so you probably know better. But they don't seem to have the recruiting base. They're I don't know if they're confused or whether being in the ACC, you know, they used to get the kids from New York and the Washington, D.C. area. They'd always get some guys that nobody thought was good and turned out to be great. But they would always get point guards and big guys from New York City Catholic or Public League. And it doesn't seem like they're getting them anymore. I think as a program, they've got to figure out where their recruiting base is. I think that's essential. Now, I don't know whether pulling the plug after 2 years on Coach Stallings is the right thing or the wrong thing to do. That's beyond my reach. But I think that with all the success they've had in the past, I think they're in a position that's a little floundering right now. And I know that's not, some gem of everybody knows that, but it's because they don't really know where they're going with their recruiting.
Do you feel like hiring somebody with ACC ties is important? Assistant coach in the conference, somebody who's been in the conference before?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's more about somebody who's connected and who has ability to recruit their geographical area. The conference is so spread out right now, from Boston all the way to Miami. Those kids they used to get, they're not getting anymore because they wanted to play in the Big East, right? The old Big East. And they wanted to play against Syracuse and Georgetown and St. John's and at the Garden and all this. So they've got to find a way. I don't know whether it's the junior college route or what, I don't know what. But as far as hiring a coach, I would think Pittsburgh, is plenty capable of hiring a head coach from somewhere who has some experience and who has some success elsewhere, which is what they just did. So maybe they go the opposite route like you're suggesting, Andrew, and get an assistant at one of those ACC schools, power schools. But it'll be interesting to follow, that's for sure.
Bob, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I don't pick a thing because I'm always disappointed and I end up worrying if I'm right rather than enjoying the game.
So who do you think's the favorite then?
I think Virginia's the favorite. Okay. I think they've proven it. I love Villanova, and you're going to have Villanova there in Pittsburgh. And, for a guy who could barely dunk, Jalen Brunson might be the player of the year in college basketball, right? I mean, he is fabulous. And Bridges is a great, great player. And they play well together. They shoot well. They trap at opportune times. I've loved Villanova for the last 3 years. I thought that they would go deep last year, and it didn't happen. And then they won the championship the year before. And I think this team is just as good as those teams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.